Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Ari. You reached your floor supervisor. May I have your first and last name, please?
Barbara Klotz, Klotz.
Thank you, and how may I help you today?
Yes, ma'am. I'm being charged from you all from MOCOSA J Sales, $49.97. I'm also being charged from True Active from you all for $49.97 every month. And I want to dispute these charges. I think they're running a con or something. I don't know if you're responsible or they're responsible or what, but I don't understand this.
Okay, now I do see the charges originated when someone ordered a dash cam back in October of last year. The dash cam was offered as a promotional item into a membership that allows customers to get other types of electronic devices. Do you recall ever ordering the dash cam?
No, but can you send me a copy of where someone ordered that and they signed for it?
There isn't a signature for it. It's made online.
Can you send me a copy of that?
I don't think we can do that, ma'am. I'm not sure how we would send a copy of something that was ordered online.
Well, then there's no proof that he ordered this online.
Okay, if the customer doesn't recall ordering this item, the most we can do is file this as a fraudulent claim.
Okay.
Now, with
that?
A fraudulent claim, we do investigate it. It is sent for a pending investigation. So we search the IP address to see where where it was originated from, to see if the IP address does match with the customer's IP address. Any false claims can result in a penalty such as a fine. But as long as you and the customer are sure that he did not order the item, I can process this as a fraudulent claim.
No, he said he ordered the item, but he didn't know about this $49.97 a month.
Yes, ma'am. That will say in the terms and conditions.
Well, can you send me a copy of that?
I can give you the link to the website, and you can go back and read those terms and conditions.
Okay. If I could have that, please.
Okay. The website is perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Discount. Supply. .com.
Okay. But can you tell me why I'm being charged from two different companies?
That is the merchant ID name for each product. So it's not two different companies, it's just the merchant ID.
So, but I'm being charged $49.97 from two different companies.
No, ma'am, what is showing on your statement is a merchant ID name. That is not the company's name. It's all under one company. There's a different merchant ID for every transaction.
So they're doing this so people don't realize even what they're paying for is what they're doing.
No, ma'am, you can always call in or go by the confirmation emails to see what you were charged for.
I'm going to do that, but I'm also, like I told the other lady, I'm disputing these charges. I just think there's something wrong here.
Unfortunately, those are still considered valid charges. If you do dispute them, we will provide your bank institution with the link and the IP address that was used to sign up to create this account. If the customer did order that dash cam, it is a valid charge. I apologize if he wasn't aware of the terms and conditions, but they were definitely present. The most I can do is get you another 50% refund for the January charge.
Okay, I appreciate that part.
The refunds will take 3 to 5 business days, and we'll send out an order confirmation email.
Okay.
Okay, and if that is all, thank you for contacting customer service. Have a great day.
Thank you.